Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we're going to be partly cloudy, probably less windy than yesterday, and that'll be a good thing. High near 50 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 41. In Burlington, 37. Milwaukee, 44. 43 degrees in Racine. A Racine man is in custody, accused of phoning in that bomb threat that forced closure of the Racine County Courthouse for half a day in October. Sheriff's investigators believe 45-year-old Lee Lucas phoned in that threat from a payphone at a Lathrop Avenue business. He's currently being held in the county jail pending charges for the bomb threat and on unrelated misdemeanor charges. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling in a news release indicating the investigation is continuing. Because of that threat, the courthouse was closed for several hours, employees sent home, facility reopening early that afternoon. City of Racine is going to stop providing fire rescue service to the villages of Wind Point, North Bay, and Elmwood Park January 1st. Those communities will contract instead with Caledonia and South Shore, respectively, at a lower cost. And while it's six figures of lost revenue, the city will be getting almost $64,000 annually in a reduction when it comes to dispatch costs.
Part of the amount we paid for joint dispatch, as we've had in place for 5 years, so far went to dispatching to Elmwood Park and North Bay and Wind Point. So the fire departments or the entities that are taking over for those villages are now going to be responsible for the share of the joint dispatch costs.
City Attorney Scott Letney telling the Finance and Personnel Committee this was part of the contract language. A 53-year-old man living in a Mount Pleasant motel is charged with impersonating an officer. He allegedly approached a girl at a local grocery store and asked her if she had ever been sexually assaulted. The girl told police that while she was checking out the festival food store, a man walked up to her, told her that he was an undercover cop with the Racine Police Department assigned to a special investigative team looking into sexual molestations and pedophiles, claimed to have been recording devices or had some devices in his eyes and ears, and if she or her younger sister had been assaulted, well, then he could help her. Police have been informed earlier in the week that a man living at the Knights Inn had made some similar comments to people at various locations around Mount Pleasant. Joseph Koska scheduled to appear in court for his initial appearance this afternoon. Judges in Racine County say the simple ability to hear proceedings better is something that county officials could improve on in the courtrooms, as well as continue to incorporate new technology for greater efficiency and cost control. Speaking with the Government Services Committee this week, Judge Emily Miller said even the small things can make a big difference.
I don't think it's that my hearing is going, because my court reporter has the exact same problem that I do, simply with hearing lawyers and sometimes the parties. Judge and witness are marked, but the lawyers are not. And I know one of the requests that we have has been for audio upgrades. And it really, really makes a difference in the courtroom.
Judge Timothy Boyle explained that he does a lot of his work on computer, including document reading.
I read all the documentation that gets filed by all the parties. Everything's on screen. I have two monitors on my desk. And I'm probably one of the only courtrooms that does it that way. I'm not positive how my colleagues do it. But I think that if anything that the committee would be looking into is be enhancing technology to make sure that it follows suit with what the statewide agenda is, which is to make everything an e-filing system.
Judge John Jude predicted more technology-savvy courtrooms in the future. Signs currently posted about cell phones may change to a total ban on cell phones by the public in courtrooms, according to Judge Michael Piontek. Other issues discussed by the judges, with community members included, overall security of the courthouse and law center, and funding the drug court. And the Burlington Area School District, the officials there hired an architectural firm to look at facilities and to recommend a plan of action on repairs and upgrades, or even replacements if need be. Board of Education, one of its committees, recently got a status report on that. Civil War-era facilities, not quite like in Racine Unified, but Karcher Middle School in Burlington. Parts of that is the original building going back to the 1920s. The architect's preliminary report has Karcher presenting the biggest challenges. Burlington High School and Winkler Elementary are both in their mid-teens. They are the newest of the facilities, though they are showing some signs of wear. The controversial water project in the village of Caledonia, which also impacts certain folks living along Highway V in Mount Pleasant, includes a December 29th public hearing for Caledonia residents to comment on special assessments that will be considered. Village Administrator Tom Christensen telling trustees this week, no final decision has been made on that yet.
There is a recommendation for how it would be done within this preliminary process here, but yes, the final determination as to how it will be done is decided on the 29th.
One young couple telling Village Board members they'd have to sell their home to pay the assessments on this project, suggested so far anyway. The attorney representing one company argued the waterline project is specific to a business district, and it ought to be covered by those directly involved. The Caledonia Board this week also awarding the contract for the village portion of the waterline to AW Oaks, their bid $3.1 million. The City Council in Kenosha this week approved the rezoning of the building on 39th Avenue, which is expected to become the new home of the Shalom Center's homeless shelter and its related services. Two men, both of whom use the INS program, which is the rotation of churches providing shelter during the winter months, urged the alderman to support this project. One of them, Michael Christensen, said he became homeless after becoming incarcerated, and while using the INS program has been able to save some money to afford a place to stay, has not been easy, however.
It was so hard because I'd have to walk an hour to work, an hour back from work, and I wouldn't get out of work till 2:30. So 4 o'clock in the morning when I get to the INS, sometimes I made it to the wrong church. So then I'd have to go sleep somewhere else or stay awake. So there's so many things that the INS provided for me and helped me, and it could be better if this program right now was established.
Shalom Center Executive Director Lynn B. said it's hoped that $1.8 million can be raised over the next 6 months so the new shelter can open before next winter. And if you are good at spinning a tall tale in a short amount of time and you are not a politician, considered to be professionals, you can enter the Burlington Liars Club Annual Contest. The deadline is coming up next Tuesday, December the 15th. Club President Dennis Tully explains that entries can be submitted through the post office or you can do it by email.
Submissions worldwide, not a lot of them outside the United States, but most of them in the Midwest, and it's a lot of fun.
Committee will be determining this year's champion liar, Tully explaining. They'll be sitting down after Christmas, have a few beers, and then go through the entry.
We get some dandies that don't make them long. Just make them one or two paragraphs, one or two sentences, and those are the ones that we usually like to go for because the news media doesn't like to get too long of a deal.
Blaming the media. Champion Liar gets a certificate in 15 minutes of fame with the announcement New Year's Eve. You can Google Burlington Liars Club for contest information and to submit an entry. The zip code in Burlington, by the way, is 53105 for any snail mail entries. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in podcast form. Just go to the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.